The people of Grand Portage have been working toward food sovereignty in a variety of ways. The school, the elder nutrition program, the health clinic are all working to return to traditional, healthier ways to obtain, prepare, and store foods. In support of this goal, the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has developed the CASH project, which stands for Community Agriculture Through Culture, Health, and Education. It's that education component we'll be looking at today with a visit to Wabin, the sugar bush, with the children of Oshki Ogamog School.
Welcome to our sugar bush.
All right.
And you are? I'm Benita Poitra. I am Oshki. I work at Oshki Ogamog. I am the cultural homeschool liaison.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me come to the sugar bush today. What's going to happen here?
Well, this morning we're going to go around checking bags. We'll start a fire. This afternoon we have 1854 coming to do a wilderness camp with the kids. So they'll build shelters and learn how to start fire.
All right. So now as soon as they got off the bus, they were saying, wow, look at that. So what were they looking at?
What do you think you were looking at?
Sap.
Sap?
Yeah.
Are you guys willing to talk to me?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, what is your name?
Anakwood.
Have you guys been working in the sugar bush for a while?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Devin. Okay.
So do you each have, now, because I see there's blue bags hanging on the maples out there in the snow. Do you each have your own bag for collecting sap?
Yeah.
Do you know how much sap you've collected so far?
Not right now, but we can go check.
Can I follow you guys?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, now I'm speaking with Miss Kat, the kids are calling you, but what's your name?
Kat Shear, or oh. Catherine Shear.
All right. Okay, Kat, and you have an unusual, and it looks like kind of you're doing a kind of a little tap repair here?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I make my own taps. I make it out of elderberry. Basically, elderberry is just like sumac. You know, it has a pith in the center, and it's really easy. I mean, you just take something, poke it through, and then you can carve the taps how you want. When it dries, it gets hard. So that's what I use as my taps.
Wow. And how do you know to do this?
It's just what I did when I was a kid, when I was in the sugar bush. So it's just something that's been passed down, I guess, over the years.
Well, that's cool. It's a nice thing to keep alive.
Right. And I've been showing a couple of the kids this year. They really enjoy it. So hopefully next year we can get more, you know, maybe more of the plastic taps gone and more of the original back.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Because the kids all have their own taps.
Yep, but they're like the new plastic, whatever. Okay. But now they're really getting into this, so it's kind of bringing tradition back that was a little lost, I guess.
In addition to Kat and Bonita here in the sugar bush, there are some other grown-ups from the Grand Portage Natural Resources Department, such as Matt Tyler. Matt, what is it that you do here at the sugar bush?
I've been helping the kids with their sugar bush, and then I've been teaching them how to select good sugaring trees as we're thinning the sugar bush here. It's kind of a younger stand, and so it's a little bit dense, and so we're doing some selection thinning to improve the quality of the sugar bush.
Okay, and how do you select a good tree?
Well, generally we're kind of looking at crown size and crown health. It's not necessarily the biggest tree, but it's the tree with the fullest crown, with the most kind of live branches, and without any major scars. And so we're teaching the kids to really take a real good look at the trees and kind of really get to know them and pick the healthiest ones.
And there's another person here from Grand Portage Natural Resources, Eric Carlson. You have something to do with this sugar bush operation as well, don't you?
Right. I've been working with the kids there since 1989. And every year they've come up, either mostly was coming to my sugar camp, but more recently, they've had their own now, so.
And now the kids, this is part of the school curriculum, but did you do maple syruping in school?
No, I didn't do maple syruping in school. I learned from my uncle. I moved up to Grand Portage when I was 18.
Okay.
And I was curious about what, you know, living up in Cook County and Grand Portage was all about. And my uncle, that's part of what my uncle taught me.
All right. Who's your uncle?
I was Nixer Porter or Jerry Porter.
And so do you think it's important for the kids to learn this?
It is. It's actually been part of the curriculum There's stories from some of our elders of going to Sugarbush and learning Sugarbush while they're in school. So it's been a part of Grand Portage's curriculum as far as memory serves us.
Well, it looks like there's a bit of excitement over by Miss Cat where she's heading toward another tree. Let's go see what's going on.
What they're talking about is I tapped a big... Ooh, look at it, it is full.
Ooh, okay.
Tap that, or grab the one from my big tree. Okay, then meet me over here.
Ready?
Maybe you should set it on the ground. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
What's your name again?
Devin.
All right, Devin. You emptied your blue bag of sap, so now what are you going to do with it?
We're going to go pour it inside this big bucket, and then later we can boil it.
And we're actually going to be, I think we're going to start boiling maybe even tomorrow or Wednesday, but Thursday we're going to be up here till Thursday evening. And just boil through the night.
And what does it smell like when it's boiling?
Sweet, you know, like sugar. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of. It's a good smell. Because even after we get it to a certain point where we finish it off in the house, you can just smell it when you walk in. Nice. It's just, yeah, it's a really good smell.
Okay, so most of the running around has been done. The blue bags have been collected and dumped into this big community bucket where the sap is going to be stored, piled in a snowbank until ready for the boiling. And it's time now to maybe check in with some of these kids and see what they think about being here at the Sugar Bush. What's your name?
Talia.
Talia, what's your favorite thing about being here at the Sugar Bush?
Tapping. Stirring. Oh. Stirring.
Stirring.
Yes.
Okay. And what's your favorite part of the Sugar Bush?
Food.
Oh, you get to eat when you're here?
Yeah.
And you are?
Talon.
And what's your favorite part about being here?
Maple syrup. Like, tasting it.
Okay, now have you tasted the syrup yet, though, or just the sap?
Tasted both.
Okay, what does the sap taste like?
Like, kind of like a watery, like, syrup.
And you are?
Abby.
Abby? Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your favorite thing about being at the Sugar Bush, Abby?
Getting the sap.
And your name is?
Anaquin.
Anaquin, I talked to you earlier. So, what's your favorite part of being here?
Playing in the snow.
All right, so does anyone know, because I know when Miss Carmen, I got permission from Miss Carmen to come up, she didn't call this a Sugar Bush. She called it something else.
Wobbin.
And I learned something new at the Sugar Bush today at Wobbin, that this is not just a place for gathering food, but as we talked with Miss Cat about the taps and the old ways of doing the taps, there's also old ways of storing the maple syrup. Let's listen in as Miss Bonita talks about sugar candy, in particular, birch sugar cones.
They stored that candy in birch bark cones and then took them out to get people's spirits up during the hard winter of the next year. So they would make these cones and then put them away in their cache, whether it was at their sugar bush or not. So when they came back, they would have those as something. And one of the things I had read was that it helped to get through that last part of winter for them. A lot of the Anishinaabe were hungry. And then the kids, too, to bring their spirits up, they got one of the birch bark cones, and it was filled with that candy. So it kind of brought them through the last legs of winter. Hopefully with this process... the first batch we made syrup from, this one might get to syrup and then from that, turn that syrup into the soft candy and then take another batch further and try to make a little harder, a hard candy to put in there. Be nice to be able to send a little lollipop home with the kids where they could, yeah, have a little bit of knowledge of the history and then a new batch of maple.
The production of this WTIP feature on the Grand Portage Cash Program is supported by the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.